Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy, Frog Boy, two-time Turkey Bowl champion, checking in, and J-Fig rolls
her eyes. The Turkey Bowl was held on Thanksgiving.
It is, but this may come as a shocker. There's been more than one Thanksgiving, and I have won two of them. That is why I walk around with this championship ring. I lost my other one. That's why I only have one. Yes, much like my success with the lava, it is something I will continue to
do. I got three Rose Bowl rings.
Those are cool, I guess, if you're into that. If that's something that you're into, then I guess that's cool. But
I have two that say MVP on the bottom of it.
Yeah, mine, let me see. No, it says made in
time. Know what? This past weekend, I had onion rings, guys.
Oh,
I won.
You know what they say. If you like it, go ahead and put a ring on it.
That was bad.
Gracefully take my minus one.
Go ahead.
That was great. Okay.
Oh, there he goes.
Mine or his?
No,
not you. Yours was good.
No, it's hers. Totally.
No, your onion ring was good, but him. He tried to Beyonce it.
What?
If you don't like it, put a ring.
Okay. Yeah, that was wrong.
All right, I will start things off for Dead to Me today, and it is something that has to be said. It must be addressed. I've been listening to the show all day. I listened to our precious Tickle My Fancy, and it was not brought up once. This nauseating friendship is finally no longer going to be stuffed in my face like propaganda. I no longer have to see interviews in which these two people are so close to each other they almost melt into one. And that is because it has finally been released to a 69% tomato meter, according to Rotten Tomatoes. And of course, I am talking about Wicked for Good. And I am done with seeing you two actresses for good.
I gotta go see it.
God bless your soul, my friend. I think I did hear that you made a movie pack with old Big Spoon, correct?
Teaspoon.
Teaspoon. That's adorable. And you know what? For her, I hope it is good. But for what a lot of people are saying, it is a tremendous drop off. I only know because my wife.
Okay,
came home.
Who are these people?
Well, Rotten Tomatoes has its tomato meter. The first one at 88%, and this one at 69%. I know they did something different in regards to marketing, in which there was like a lot of things that were withheld because they wanted to make sure that it was like a fresh watch when it came out. But with that being said, my wife came home yesterday and she wasn't crying at all. So therefore, that is my measurement that this movie was no way as good as the first
one. Movies.
She's married to you, though.
Okay, which is a lot of reason to cry, one may say. But based off of her reactions to the first one, this was the greatest. She came home a singer. She came home with tears in her eyes and merch in our Amazon cart. Yesterday, she came home with a sweater and a popcorn bucket and was like, it was good. And then when I ask her, she does what J Fig does with the Taylor Swift album, where she's like,
"No,
whoa, whoa, no,
you know what?
No,
mine
but
is
good.
Immediately
no,
for lying.
It's good. It's good. It's just, you know, it's just good, I guess. My thing is, the jig is up. You had it with that first movie. You realize you made a movie too long, so you split it into two, and you're trying to capitalize and trying to go through this whole thing in which I have to see this interview process of you two kissing on each other and loving each other. And I'm sure everything's totally normal and fine, but it just makes me, like, I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it no more. I don't want to hear nothing about this stupid movie. Wicked. How often was I hearing every, you know, maybe it was my algorithm, but anytime.
Why is it your algorithm, Marcos?
Because whenever anyone's not around, I go, ah!
I'm sure you do.
That was pretty good. I'm going to auto-tune that, and later on, I'm going to play that with my Malachi Tony highlights. That is
minus
yours.
One.
I got almost better the second time. Leroy, who is dead to you?
It's a group of people. I've been frequenting the gym recently, trying to get everything, you know, back in order. And I'm starting to notice everybody in the gym think they're a gym expert. They want to move all the equipment so they can do their own special exercises. And I'm getting tired of it.
And put
okay?
the cameras up, right?
With the cameras up. So you have two or three people with a tripod, with their phone, with the equipment that's supposed to be over at the bench. They have it underneath something else. Enough of this. The gym is set up with all the necessary exercises and equipment where it needs to go. If you had a better way to use that equipment, why don't you come up with your own product line?
Challenging people to invent their own exercise
equipment? I'm tired of, like, I go over to see a bench. I'm like, where the hell's the bench? Some dude is doing tricep curls over somewhere else.
Sometimes,
you couldn't do that right here?
Sometimes I see people attach resistance bands to a Smith machine, and I'm like, just use a bench.
Right.
I don't get
exactly.
It.
So I don't know where they're getting all this stuff from.
I can
and,
tell you
and
where.
And the other thing is, is that guess
TikTok.
What? If I look across the gym and I see somebody doing a special exercise, he better be swole or she better be swole or they better be ripped and cut. It ain't even that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are we following you anyway? You ain't got a body by Jay.
That's why I stopped going to the gym.
Point for Lee.
I'm just saying. They all dead to me. Use the equipment like it was designed. There's professionals that design that equipment so you can get all of your activities and your exercises in.
Body by Jake.
And then they never move it back.
That was body by Jake, man.
That's a sign of your age right there.
No, listen. You wake up in the morning, you should see Jake. Hey. You should see Jake working out, bro.
What about, what's the other one? Tracy Austin?
No, Keanu Flex.
What?
Yeah.
Now I'm on Bowflex. That's as far as I go. Billy Blanks? My mom had all
this.
Didn't
that dude get in trouble for something?
Probably tax evasion.
Jeez.
Why do I just assume that? Figgy, who is dead to you?
Well, remember when I said that
the Taylor Swift
useless,
album was good?
Nope. Oh. That very useless bridge they're building downtown.
Yes, that arc, whatever the...
Well, whatever that is,
yeah.
Caused much more traffic this time around.
Jesus.
Because there was a crane malfunction and it closed down the entire eastbound Dolphin Expressway.
No.
Oh my goodness.
So just more chaos. I thought they were going to stop doing this till like they were like on a break building this for I don't know how long.
This has been the worst. I think they ran out of funding.
It's going to continue, and it's going to go on for till like 2029 or something like that.
Boo. Boo them. Boo.
Boo.
Can they just quit? Can they just stop, please?
Nick T says, Marcos has a body by cake. Ricardo says, Marcos body by flan. Room mature, guys.
Point.
Room mature.
For Twitcher.
Vlad, who is dead to you, good sir?
No one.
Okay.
No one bothered me this week.
It's a good week for you.
No one.
It's a good week.
Yeah.
That's honestly, you know what? That's good, because if you don't have to murder anyone.
Why?
We're not going to force you to.
No.
We're not going to force you
to. Let me save my murders.
That's good. That's good. But I expect a double homicide one of these weeks.
Well, you know. The streets always need a body.
The streets need
streets
a body.
Streets always need a body.
Listen, and if you're robbing me of a body this week, I'm going to need two next week.
You know what? Next week is Thanksgiving. Yeah. There'll be more bodies to be buried.
Really?
Oh, you know some relative going to come to the house with a raggedy dish. Mm.
Oh, that's true.
That's even the perfect body, because everybody's going to be stuffed. That's easy. It's easy.
We'll talk about that next week. But you know somebody always bring, I made my special. And I'm
Yeah.
And you know what I say? All you people that made that special dish that's still here, take it with you.
I feel like that happens just in your household, because every single Thanksgiving in mine, there's just no leftovers.
Ooh.
There's no leftovers except the stuff that people don't like.
Oh, you know what?
Exactly. That's leftovers.
I am sorry.
Uh-oh.
There is something that is dead to me.
Oh,
what's up?
And I just saw it right now.
Oh, no.
That's what it was. Yeah. And I told Tobin this early, so this is why.
My championship ring?
Not your championship ring.
Okay.
I'm sick. You know what's dead to me, Leroy? If I see another former NFL player rock a sports jacket and hoodie, I'm murking them. I am murking them.
Oh,
I'm sick and tired of that. The Andrew Whitworth.
I saw
Orlovsky and Ryan Clark wear that today.
Did it.
Oh, come on, man. I'm sick of that, bro.
Come on.
Like, either wear the hoodie or wear the sports jacket. Don't wear both. That's ridiculous. That's a fashion faux pas.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's good. Is that French?
Yeah.
Ah, that's why. Malaki.
It's Malaki, man.
It is Malaki, dude.
It's poppycock.
We do call that the Whitworth, by the way.
That it is the Whitworth.
Yeah.
And they should replace the W with an S.
Now, I will say this.
Whitshirt?
Big boys get a pass.
You're good.
You know what I'm saying, Vlad? Yes. Big boys get a pass.
I gave Whitworth the pass, right? But
right.
Ryan and Orlovsky, come on, bro.
No.
Like,
big boys get a pass. Sure.
You know? And then another thing, the kids. All of a sudden, if I see some Nike text that's bad, all of a sudden it's the half vest. What the hell is a half vest?
Wait. What is
it? Oh, the quarter vest. The court vest.
Oh, okay.
They want you to look all preppy and everything. They don't want the Nike high tech. So all of a sudden, there's a viral thing going around about, oh, we're not doing Nike high techs anymore. It's all about the quarter techs. I guess it's like vests with the zipper, which is a quarter zip. It's called a quarter zip. The quarter zip vest.
Yeah, so tech. It's still a pullover, but it's only quarter.
Or half zip. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, it's called a half zip.
Half zip Nike. Make sure I buy this.
I'm just sick of the hoodie and jacket. Sports coat.
Okay. Wow. So you.
Hey, Vlad.
Taking a stance.
You went full grandpa right before we get off the
air. That is crazy. No,
I didn't.
You were totally fine. 2 seconds ago, you were totally fine.
But fam, like, either wear the jacket or wear the hoodie. Don't wear both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just, like, come on.
You crazy kids, it's lighting the crazy outside.
I don't, dog, come on, man.
Get off my
lawn. Hey, pass. Here's how my weekend's ending. Shedeur Sanders. Good luck, Leroy.
Any final score predictions before we get out of here for the Miami Hurricanes this weekend? I'm going to start. Mine is going to be 35-10 with Malaki Tony putting up 2 touchdowns. That's great.
What was it, Qué Lindo?
Qué Hermoso. What a call.
Qué Lindo.
Qué Lindo.
Yeah.
Hermoso, right?
Yeah, Hermoso.
Hermoso.
What a life. What a life we're living. Leroy, Malachi final team. Score? Final score this weekend?
I'm going to say 42-20.
All right. And anything on Malaki?
Malaki Fields?
I just can't wait. I promise. Wednesday. Join us Wednesday. It's going to be the best show of the week.
Best show of the week.
Best show of the week. Colin here. Vlad, any final scores?
What I want would be 38-10. What's going to happen? It will probably be like 27-13. Miami.
Okay. Yeah, all that respectable. Multiple double-digit leads for all of us.
I'm sorry.
I'm a way out, dude. I'm a way out.
Sweet like, hit you.
Literally, we're like at the buzzer.
Oh,
he's
my
like, I'm gonna
God.
Wait. I'm gonna wait for this.
That was
I
like
think
the
that's
three,
like the perfect way
that
to
was
even
like
end
a,
the show.
That was like the game winner by USC yesterday in a triple overtime
that
game.
That was crazy.
It's like wow. Sweet it at the buzzer.
Sweet it at the buzzer like says.
He was like Larry Bird at the All-Star game.
Marcos looks like the before of an Ozempic ad.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Okay. Well, when I cry later, who's gonna be there?
The GOP.
Well,
the GOP will be there for you.
Marcos need GOP 2.
Is that
point for Leroy?
Is that a grande large pizza? And, hey, listen, if it is a grande large pizza and the Heat win tonight, you can use my code. Use my code tomorrow.
Wait, is it for any win or is it a win at home?
No, it's any win.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
And don't forget we have the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's
nuggets.
Right. That's right. J-Fig, last one. Score on the way out. Final score prediction?
I kind of feel like I lean more towards what Vlad said.
All right. I think Vlad's score was 62-7.
No, I said 38-10.
No,
I
what?
Love, but it'll be 27-13.
Yeah,
27-13. Now,
I just wanted to get off to a fast start because when they get off the slow starts, they sell hope to the other team, regardless of how good or bad that team is.
Okay, here's another thing. Will the Heat win two games this weekend, tonight and Sunday?
Oh. The return of Tyler Hero, potentially?
That's
I'm gonna say
on Monday.
Yes.
That's
oh,
on
that's
Monday.
On Monday?
Yes.
Well, then in that case, no. They're going to split the weekend.
Will the Panthers win Game 7 of the 2025 Stanley Cup Finals? Even though it's not. It's just the extension. This is the first time they meet each other since they knocked them off.
Finals rematch? I got the Panthers. I got the Panthers winning. You know why? They're going to use the momentum of this shutout.
And then finally, the Pinks play on Sunday.
Nope, Messi's going to choke.
Wow.
I heard it here first.
Wow.
Five out.
They're going to lose to Nashville? Is that what you're saying?
Messi's going to choke. Not only are they going to lose, Messi's going to choke.
Messi's going to choke.
Messi is going to choke. I hate to break it to you guys, but look, I give it to you the real.
Just keep repeating it.
Give you guys the real. Right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Next week, I'll be back Wednesday for the best show of the week. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.
Peace.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more with Tobin and Leroy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.